When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, Bill Bush out today, back tomorrow. Hope you had a great Father's Day yesterday. I watched a lot of golf, as you might assume, Sip, and I'm hearing reports that you watched golf as well, which frankly made my morning already.
Yeah, I watched.
Thank you.
Yeah, I watched it at my dad's house, and it was captivating. It was.
Please
it was
tell me you're serious about that.
Oh, I'm dead serious. I mean, it was the U.S. Open on a tough course. It was Rory and DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Cantlay was kind of a nuisance to me.
Why was he a nuisance?
Just a nuisance, because it was Rory and DeChambeau.
He never really challenged to tie the lead at all. He kept missing putts.
Right, just a nuisance.
Left and right, short. Come on, dude. Really?
He was in striking distance, though.
He was, and he decided not to do anything about it.
Right.
It was always just nothing.
Right. So, anyway, I was captive. I was definitely captivated by it. It was a great theater. And then here we are.
we are
on a Monday.
And by the way, before I get into that,
we get into our show,
golf more and the show. Yeah. As David from Renew, who's a loyal viewer of the show, he's pointing out, hey, the camera angles are normal because the tube is gone in the studio. Okay. The big gray tube there.
Oh, Dave pointing out some.
Well, he knows how the different angles, if it's properly in here, done right. You know, the angles are good. With that thing in here, we had to get a little creative. Now it looks good. Back to normal.
Here we are on a Monday. Our producer, Ben, go ahead.
Has a hat on.
Young Ben.
He is wearing a hat for maybe the first time I've ever seen in my entire life.
And it is a Dolphins cap.
He's a Dolphins fan.
Yes. Ben, is this attempt to sort of endear yourself to Jake?
Young Ben is from Columbus, and he was born in what, 2004,
which is startling to me.
He became a Dolphins fan because of Ndamukong Suh. Now that was like in 2016. Okay. He went there, 2015, something like that.
Have you ever heard of Shula by any chance?
Dan Marino,
he has heard of him.
That's good.
Ben is here.
Young Ben is in the building.
Bill will be back tomorrow, as you said.
Yes.
But this is our show today on Monday, June, I'm going to say.
June 17th.
Whoa. We're at June 17th. That's news to me.
You want a real whoa?
That's news to
today me. Is actually 2 months that my child has been alive.
Whoa.
Yeah. April 17th, June 17th.
Get ready for prom. That'll be here before
just
you know
the
it.
Dress last night. Yeah, yeah. It was so good. It's in the closet right now.
I better get over there before she gets married.
you better come over and see.
I got to meet her. I met her.
You met her at a bar, actually, of all places.
How appropriate.
Very appropriate. You met Scotland at a bar, but that's okay.
Here we are
on a Monday. You guys can always call or text 402-464-5685. All right, off the bat, idle chit-chat. Yes, because I'm thrilled that you were able to catch some golf. It was an amazing tournament, the U.S. Open. It really was. But where I'm at this morning is Rory McIlroy, who blew the tournament once again. I was watching. So
once again?
There's a show on Netflix called Full Swing. It's behind the scenes of PGA and LIV golfers the last couple of years.
Cool, okay.
I'm watching, I think it was early this season two, and Rory is in the locker room saying, will I ever win again? He is just as low as he can possibly be. And this is from last year.
What did he lose? What did he
He just wasn't making cuts in tournaments. He wasn't competing that well in majors. He hasn't won a regular season tournament for a long time, which he did this year earlier, about a month or two ago.
Okay.
But he was so depressed and down. Now we learn also that there might have been some marital problems at that point, which they have been resolved apparently.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This could have been the ultimate redemption for McIlroy. This dude is trying to prove I still have it to win a major.
Absolutely.
And guess what, Sip? You saw he was up by two shots at one point.
Yeah, he was.
Now it was short-lived because Bryce made a birdie in that hole that he also birdied. So it was short-lived. But McIlroy gets it to four deep on the round, eight deep overall. He's playing incredible golf, making putts from all over the place, and making short clutch par putts, which have been his problem, as it happened later in the round. Hole 16.
Okay, this is where I miss.
I'm about to give you a stat that's going to blow your mind.
Hole 16, and where are they? Are they even?
At this point, McIlroy was up a shot on DeChambeau.
Wow, okay.
He was 7 under par.
Okay.
And Bryson was 6 under par.
Okay.
Rory hits a great bunker shot. No, sorry. Rory was on the green on 16 for birdie. He had a laser beam of a second shot. He's got 20 feet for birdie. This thing looks like it's going to be over, right? The birdie putt barely misses, goes about 3 feet past.
Okay.
And keep in mind, Rory's been making putts all day, long and short.
Okay.
Everything.
He's got a 3 foot.
Prior to this putt, per stats out there, Rory this season on the PGA Tour was 496 of 496 on 3 foot putts and in. Okay. This
is 16.
Hole 16. This putt was 2 feet, 11 inches. So it was inside 3 feet.
Yeah.
He missed it. It was his first miss of the entire year. Uh-oh. Almost 500 putts of that distance.
Yeah, that's trouble. That's because you know why.
Pressure. Yeah. He lipped it out. It went left. He lipped it out, and it was stunning.
Here comes the pressure.
This same hole, DeChambeau hits a great shot, barely misses his birdie, but it's all squared out at 6 under par.
Okay.
McIlroy in 17. Goes long, hits a great bunker shot, and makes a four-footer for par. Okay, now we're back on track.
We're still even. Or is he down one?
They're tied. They're tied.
Okay.
So they enter.
Tied on 17.
And DeChambeau then barely misses his birdie putt on 17. They enter, even though DeChambeau's in the group. DeChambeau's in the final group. Rory's in the group ahead of him with Patrick Cantlay. You'd call a
nuisance.
A nuisance for some reason. Yes. He was never really.
Oh, he's just a nuisance on the broadcast. Just a nuisance.
Okay, well, yeah. Anyways, everybody goes left. Cantlay goes left, McIlroy goes left, and DeChambeau goes left on hole 18. And by the way, DeChambeau all day long has been right.
Spraying it all over.
Mostly right. And he was getting fortunate in the crap all the time. He always had a shot.
Here's my theory on that. Because he's so strong. He has powers out of stuff.
Well, I'm just saying, if you saw the lies, they were not horrible. No, he didn't have bad lies. He could have been absolutely stymied in one of those.
That's true. But he can power out of problems because he's strong.
So on 18, McIlroy gets out of the crap, short of the green, hits a great chip. You can ask Elizabeth. They said, that's got to stop because if it's past the hole at all, even 3 feet, which it was, that's a tricky, fast little slider. So it's got to be uphill so you can just take the break out of it and hammer it in there. Can't do that downhill. McIlroy misses about a 3.5 footer. So twice in the last 3 holes.
Yeah.
And this one lipped out again. And
then what?
DeChambeau, by the way, is in trouble. He had to hack out straight right into a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Hits a 55-yard bunker shot, which is a very, very difficult shot, to about 4.5 feet.
Those guys don't seem to have problems in the bunker.
No, but in that moment when you need a par.
Oh, I know. It's tough.
You need a par to win outright, and he hits it to 4 feet and makes it. I was listening this morning on the way. I was listening to Sirius, PGA Tour radio on Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking, in this golf course, were you watching Rory ahead of you all round? He said, yeah, I was looking to see what he was doing.
Of course you do.
So he saw him miss that putt, saying, okay, there's an opening. Has a long bunker shot, hits it close, makes the putt. Bryson DeChambeau, second U.S. Open championship. And if it's fair to ask if Rory will recover from this one.
Can I say something about Bryson DeChambeau real quick? I was telling Missing Tooth Greg this morning already. His swing off the tee box is an act of violence.
And it's less than it used to be.
It is.
If you watched 3 or 4 years ago, I mean, people kept saying he will not last this many years in golf because he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah.
He's lost 50 pounds since then because he was eating like 6,000 calories a day intentionally to be the biggest, strongest version he could be. started not feeling well. What a surprise. His gut was not feeling good, so he dropped the weight. He's not eating six to eight protein shakes a day, which he was doing.
Yeah.
And now he looks like a normal human being, and he still swings hard, but it's not what it used to be.
Really?
But yes, he is violent on the tee.
It's a violent act.
Yep.
I mean, I was just, because I don't watch golf as much as you do, and I saw his first tee shot of the day for me. I was like, whoa.
That's different. That's different.
Whoa. Yeah, but but the other thing I noticed about him is he was right a lot.
And he's right the whole day.
He was off the fairway most of the day, but he's very unflappable. It was kind of like Marty Bird. He reminded me of Marty Bird a little bit. He'd get in trouble, and he'd just be like, okay, how are we going to solve this?
Now, what do we do now? Ozark reference today, but that was well done.
What do we do now? It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Marty. He was unflappable. You know, Marty in that show's unflappable.
Did you think about this when the golf was happening?
No.
Or just
not about right now. but it was
it's
fun.
A stroke of brilliance.
It was fun. It was fun to watch. It was. And then we went to La Mesa, a Mexican restaurant, because it's Father's Day.
So I went to your spot last night here in town. Buffalo wings and rings.
No, you
for
did
dinner.
Not.
Yeah.
Did you seriously?
I thought I might see you there. I didn't text you.
Oh, what day was it?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I watched the end of the U.S. Open there.
Oh, and that's where you watched
and
it?
And I had dinner. Oh, I mean, the last three holes.
Were you with your family?
With Elizabeth and Scotland. Yeah, we were all at Buffalo.
That would have
wings
freaked me out if me and Alex and Dominic were there.
I thought there was a chance he'd be there. I didn't want to say, hey, come on by. I was just, maybe just happenstance you show up. But you did.
We were there earlier in the week. Wow.
It's okay.
Oh, the other it's thing. Other thing. Now, I was tolerant, and I'm not going to, don't worry. We have limited time.
Oh, tolerant.
I'm not going to go into this in great depth. But the sporting thing that I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going to be freaked out by this. So, and again, I'm not going to, don't worry. Just give me 2 minutes.
I'm listening.
Minute and a half.
I am listening.
There was a fight on Saturday night that I stayed up to watch because it is Gervonta Davis.
Yeah, you like this guy.
Yeah. Tank.
He takes shots at Floyd Mayweather.
And this is informative to some people. Okay, Alex talked me through how to pirate it. Okay, we don't need to get into all that. I did it.
Illegal stuff going on.
I did it. But then it shut me down when the main fight started. I had the undercard on. It was fine. But no, it's not. And you know what? I know you're a little uncomfortable. Don't be, because here's what's happened in this world. I was kicked off. Had my phone, went on TikTok. There's so many people that show these events on TikTok live. That's all you got to do is go on TikTok live. Literally, I watched the fight via some guy named Shabbat's living room, and he had it on TikTok
live. Shout out to Shabbat.
Yeah. And
thank you.
And I watched the entire fight. Gervonta Davis knocked out Frank Martin in the eighth round with a hammer shot uppercut followed by a left to the jaw. So, yeah, Gervonta Davis, and it's legit to bring him up, if only because there is an argument that he would be the best pound for pound fighter in the world, and not but our friend up the road.
It's a pretty big stance.
Oh, people won't like it. People won't like that stance. It's not even my stance. I think Bud is the best.
Okay,
it's not my stance. There's, I think it would be Alex's stance.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he wouldn't mind me saying that. Alex is a tough kid. He can take the barbs. He loves Gervonta Tank Davis.
Come find me. We'll fight. Let's do this.
But anyway, that was, and I stayed up and it was fun. I'm glad I did. It was fun. It was fun watching boxing again. And he's incredible, by the way. Gervonta Davis is an incredible fighter.
What time was this at?
This would have been, it's
Saturday night?
Yeah, I don't think the fight started till well after 10.
Okay, I was still awake. It just was not
doing
that.
Oh, I bet you were awake.
Yeah, I had a golf weekend.
Yeah, yeah, how's that go?
Well, sleep was not something that happened often.
You got to get through this show.
Can I give someone a shout out there real quick?
Yes.
Taylor, my brother-in-law.
Taylor.
This is about the U.S. Open, by the way. He placed $100 outright on Bryson DeChambeau to win the U.S. Open.
Nice work.
To net $2,000.
Nice work, Taylor.
So, again, it wasn't there. And he had an option to cash out Saturday night for like almost $1,000. He's like, no, I'm riding this sucker out. He's up by three shots. Why would I Oh, did not take
it. So he was up by 3 shots after Saturday's round.
And then he was down by 2 at one point yesterday. He's like, get a little nervous. You're like, uh-oh, should I have cashed out for the 1,000? Didn't take it. $2,000. That's a good hit right there.
What happened to Aberg? He just...
Oberg? His name is Ludwig Oberg. It looks like an A, but okay. It's one of those...
Oberg, okay.
Oberg. Well, he's 24. He
just spit the bit.
Yeah, he almost had an eagle on hole 16 or 17, one of the two. But, you know... Just wasn't ready for the moment yet.
Well, listen to us talking about sports.
Golf. You make it my day right now. You watched golf intentionally.
Yeah, I did.
This
absolutely.
Wasn't just to...
No, I watched.
I guess we'll watch it. You were captivated.
I would have liked to... I mean, we had we had dinner plans for Father's Day, which was fun. So I don't... It was fine. But yeah, we watched it.
Well... We received a text yesterday morning from our third member of the three-legged stool, Bill
Bush.
That
would be Bill Bush.
Who was concerned that the show was not going on because we weren't responding to texts. I responded saying, listen, I have looked at my phone for 2 days. I've been playing golf. I've been, drinking libations,
yes.
Several.
Yes.
And just doing other stuff. So don't, I'm not skipping out here. I just was not even looking at my phone at all.
No, I totally, Bill, I mean... It was a whirlwind weekend for both of us, probably.
Yes.
By the way, at La Mesa, he is at La Mesa in Council Bluffs a lot, but there's La Mesa's all over the metro. And I first, for the first time, just quick, in the spirit of idle chit chat, I had marinated pork in adobo and grilled pineapple, topped with cilantro and onion.
Good.
Yeah, topped with cilantro and onion. It's called the Al Pastor. It's on the Taco Street part of the menu. And I don't know why I've never visited Taco Street, part of the menu called Taco Street. I'll be doing that a lot more in these late stages of my life. It was great.
Late stages?
I am in the middle
stages.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's give ourselves a chance here. Okay. Middle stages.
Okay. Is that enough idle chit-chat?
Last one.
We got a little bit more.
Last one for sports.
I want to hear sports. Sports.
Congratulations to Adrian Martinez.
Well, yes.
And the Birmingham Stallions. They won their third straight title. They won 25-0 over the San Antonio Brahmas yesterday.
Thank you for mentioning that.
In the UFL.
Now we watch this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Does Adrian, he's going to get a shot. He'll get in a camp, an NFL camp. Okay, he'll get, right? Right?
He got benched the last game before this.
I know he did, but he
played well yesterday.
Jake, he was the league MVP.
I know.
He had one bad game.
In the conference championship.
Tua has bad games.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And what's the deal with Tua? I heard on the radio the other day he's lost a bunch of weight.
He has.
And he looks like a boy.
Well,
it's like a child.
He looks better. It's like he's like DeChambeau. Got too fat. this is ridiculous. I'm going back to
anyway. Congratulations to Adrian Martinez, and he. I'm a little taken aback by your skepticism about his NFL chances because the Adrian I watched in the UFL this year looked like an NFL quarterback.
I will always root for Adrian. I hope he has a chance to make the NFL and that he uses this season to get into a camp and maybe make a roster.
I think you'll see him in a camp, and my guess is you'll see him on a roster. I think it was he portrays, and I did interview Adrian a few weeks ago. He portrayed the Detroit foray as he was close. He said, "I thought I was going to make the team," and he said he never got. He was a little bitter. He said, "I never really got an explanation why." He goes, He said. They don't owe me an explanation, and I didn't get one.
Well, there are some really not good backup quarterbacks in the league. I'm like, if those guys can make it, Adrian's got to have a chance.
That's what I would
think. I'm like, how is this guy in a roster? He's terrible. He makes, Nathan Peterman, one person. More guys like that. It's like horrible.
I'm mildly disappointed to hear you continually harp on the one game he played bad when he played at a MVP level.
Fair. It's the only one I saw the whole season.
That's still not fair.
So I was like, well, the one I saw, am I the bad luck for Adrian? I'm sorry if that's me, Adrian. My bad. I'm proud of you. And please, we're rooting for you in the next level to get a shot.
I got to think he will. Now, we are rooting about it, what you established earlier. It's June 17th.
Yeah.
The camps are...
Training camp starts late July in NFL. So that's, we're talking about just over a month away.
So he's got to get it going.
Got to get it going. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your summer lawn care needs. All right. Husker recruiting, 464-5685. How important is it, Sip, for Nebraska fans to potentially win a recruiting battle against a school like Alabama? We're talking about linebacker Dawson Merritt from Overland Park, Kansas. He's a top 300 linebacker. Actually, he's a top 10.
Yeah, he's good.
In his class, number 87 player in the country per On3, 6'3", 215 pounds. Mm-hmm. Bama wants this guy. Kalen DeBoer and the company want Dawson Merritt, but Nebraska keeps getting in the way, it sounds like. Simple.
Yeah, it's been down to two, and it's been interesting, and it got even more interesting this weekend because he had just gotten back from a trip to Alabama, and a lot of people thought, okay, Alabama gets the last visit. It's over. It's not over. It became clear over the weekend that it's not over. And before we go on, we're on the same page on this stuff. We've done a show together for 8 years. And we're on the same page on recruiting. We don't get too wound up about it. Now, I get a little bit more wound up when it's players like Dawson Merritt. A little more. And I get a little more wound up when it's down between... You don't often see it down between Nebraska and Alabama. Nebraska and Georgia. Nebraska and name of power. Ohio State. It's mm-hmm. usually not... It doesn't come down to that. This one's purely down to that. There's no other contenders. So that, to me, is interesting. Then when I turn on his film, oh boy. Yeah, this is the kind of guy that you need to have. It is. I mean, it's just pure and simple. I'm not going to compare. I'd love to tell you who I think he reminds me of. I would not do that to him. He wears number 4. He's an edge guy. He can come off the edge, but he can also drop into space and cover. It just depends how you want to use him. But, I mean, you watch him, and you don't have to be Bill Bush. You don't have to be a seasoned veteran coach to say, yeah, he'll work. You can be Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, or Ben.
Young Ben.
Oh, yeah, that'll work. So it's definitely, I mean, I think he'll pick Nebraska. That's my feeling. And that's from talking to people. I think Nebraska is going to get this one. And it's going to be interesting because the class is starting to take on more of a look of, oh boy, now you got Jamarion Parker in the class. You got Malcolm Simpson, the defensive tackle from Galveston area.
Yesterday, committed to Nebraska.
Yeah.
Defensive line.
Yep. Now, if you would add this, it starts to take on a different feel. Like, oh, it goes from, they got a good class going to, they got something going there.
Back quickly to Malcolm Simpson, four-star.
Yes.
Four-star defensive lineman, chose Nebraska over Baylor, Texas A&M, and Kansas. He's from Galveston, Texas.
Right.
But
Malcolm Simpson,
6'4", 266-pound defensive lineman from Galveston, Texas, a four-star. That's a big gift for Nebraska yesterday.
It's because it's big because...
The mass kicks ass.
Right.
Per Bill Bush.
These are the guys you want. And then you see like this... And again, this stuff, you can roll your eyes and you can diminish it all you want. I watched him. I really do like watching the video of these guys. Malcolm Simpson, there's a video of him. Jake, now what do they list him at here?
6'4", 266.
They show a video of him just hammering a dunk. I mean, just like a hammer shot, like head at the net. These guys, those are the kind of guys you need. These guys that aren't like us, that aren't normal. Simpson's not, he's not a top 10 guy nationally. He's probably not a guy that
would get interest from an LSU or a Georgia or an Ohio State, but he's right on that second. He's on the second tier of that in that conversation, which is fine. You got him.
That's still a good explosive. Tier to be on.
Oh, it's a real good tier to be on. They play him at the nose. They played him at the nose at his school, which I think is called Hitchcock. He's from the Galveston area. He won't be a nose. He's a. I don't think he doesn't. I think
yes,
he's
Hitchcock is correct. By
yeah,
the way.
And yep. I think he's out of position. Is what I think. But I watched him, Jake. You'd like him. I mean, he's that big and he pursues the ball really well. I mean, he's fast. I mean, he definitely got a good one there. And is a big. Now, as far as Merritt goes, your skepticism.
Yeah, Dawson Merritt, yeah.
Go back to Dawson Merritt, the kid from Overland Park, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Your skepticism is he's just wound back to Nebraska to up the ante.
Well,
the NIL ante.
To be fair.
No, that's a fair take.
It's
a fair take.
And Texas said the same thing. Hey, is this going to be just a play to get more money? It could be.
I don't think that's what this is in this day and age.
It's very possible that they're trying to get more money to go. You know, for Bama to say, hey, Nebraska, give me this.
Right. You can use Nebraska a little bit. Now, I don't think Nebraska will. I think there's, you know, the people involved, Matt Davison being very involved. You know, Matt Rhule, you have a sense of Matt Rhule. My sense is Nebraska's just not going to let itself get used in these situations. My sense on this one, this Merritt, Dawson Merritt, recruiting story is it's very real. I just said, Jake, I think Nebraska will get him. I don't think this is a case where he wound back to Nebraska to draw more money out of Alabama. That's not what's going on.
See, there. But I think the problem is this. They might get a commitment from him this month or July, mm-hmm. but he's not signing though until December.
Right. So
that's what people say. Well, okay, it's wonderful you have it, but it's not over until it's over. Until
we are scarred.
We are scarred. I go back to the Mike Riley days. I mean, he had all these big names. Like, Micah Parsons here, for crying out loud. No, yeah. Never had a chance to get him. But,
good one.
And Joseph Lewis, the receiver, right. Five stars. It's all wears jersey here. I mean, we're thinking, wow, we're going to get big-time recruits. It's going to be incredible. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them, Foster Sorrell, Burns, Nebraska, the mm-hmm. lineman. And
there wasn't NIL back then.
There was not, but I understand that. But Nebraska fans are scarred with big-time recruits. Yes, that's just the way it's been. You've been in the conversation and you've been ghosted every time.
Well, I've put myself.
So that's why there.
Yeah. I've put myself in a vulnerable position here because people will remind me if Merritt ends up at Alabama. I just got a sense that I'm not going to go back on what I said. I have a good feeling about it. A good feeling.
No,
it'll be hard to lock him down, but I do think NIL helps Nebraska in these conversations. You know,
it does. Now, Nebraska fans probably are a little less scarred because he did get Raiola. I mean, Ohio State, Georgia, now Nebraska. He's here.
You got Jamarian Parker.
He's here. You got dudes here.
Yeah, you got Jamarian Parker.
You got the guy you've been craving for 4 or 5 years to get to Nebraska, Dylan Raiola. He is actually here. So maybe that scar goes a little bit away. You can start to believe again in getting, more great players. And that's why Dawson Merritt, maybe you've compared to before Raiola. You think, hey, we can get a big fish here again. We can beat Bama for a big fish. Mm-hmm. Take that, Kalen. You're not saving.
Right. I don't know. Now people are going to say, so when's Dawson Merritt going to choose? Don't know that. Don't know. Okay, I wouldn't. I don't know. But I do think NIL changes the conversation. Ooh. It makes, if you would get that commitment from Dawson Merritt, you'd feel better about it because of NIL. Because I think that tends to lock guys in a little harder, but I would emphasize I don't think this is a play. I don't think that he wound back to Nebraska to draw more money. I know that happens.
Well,
of course it happens. It happens all over the country. But I don't think that's what this is.
We have an interesting text from Wet Blanket WB on the text line.
Okay, I'd love to hear.
He says not trying to be a wet blanket, and this would obviously be a big get. But this is not. Nick Saban, Alabama. Until DeBoer proves he can win in the SEC, Bama is at best, fourth best SEC threat for this recruiting cycle.
It's a really good point by Wet Blanket. It is. Because it is not Saban. You have to kind of remind yourself that. This isn't Saban, Alabama. And you take Saban away from that realm, Alabama does feel a little different right now. It does. Saban was a monster in these conversations, right?
Yeah.
It's not Nick Saban. He's not there. So that's a little different. He's close to, you know, Overland Park. It's close. That there's Nebraska has done an excellent job of enhancing its overall presentation. Okay. NIL is part of it, but that training facility is part of it. The coaching staff and its genuine nature is part of it. The package that they can show you over there, that they can show a recruit, is better right now than it was under Frost. Partly because of the training facility, but also partly just because the head coach is different. I mean, I've been over there a lot, Jake, because of the camps. You should get over there, they still got a couple of youth camps. There's no more prospect camps this year. But just the practice area is so much better now because of the practice facility. It's gorgeous over there. It is. You just look at there.
Ralph Farley.
Yeah. Speaking of Gore.
whoa.
No, he didn't hear
me. He's going to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, a great athlete is what I'm talking about. He was there. I was with Terrell and Jay on Friday night. They're over there.
Oh, nice.
With Carell Buckhalter, who we'll talk about
in a little bit. Next segment, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, the presentation's really good. They're going to get guys. They're doing well. They got bigs. They got a kid that I think there's a kid that Tonio Finotti's coach. You remember Tonio Finotti?
How could you forget him? He was the pancake master.
I think they're going to get that kid. He's got one more visit to go to Oregon State, but I think eventually Nebraska will lock him in pretty soon. They're getting some bigs. It's all looking pretty good to me right now. Really good, actually.
Looking at some of the feedback from the weekend, you know, they had a quarterback on campus too, Michael Clayton.
Michael Clayton,
four-star
was here.
2026 four-star quarterback was at the camp yesterday.
Hold on a second. Give me a second here.
Michael, yeah, 2026 four-star quarterback Michael Clayton was at the camp yesterday.
Yeah, he was there. He was there on Father's Day.
Yep.
It's really the quarterback thing at these camps has been sort of the story. They had Dayton Raiola was there Friday night.
Yes, he was.
You recognize the name Dayton Raiola?
I sure do. Dylan was watching apparently there.
Yeah, Dylan was leading drills. So Dayton and Dylan were out there together. They've also had in their camp and offered a kid from Park Ridge, Illinois named Jameson Purcell. The big one is the young kid, the 2028 kid, Ace Amina, who I know you're saying, well, simple eighth grader. Yeah, you should see him throw. I mean, and that's what you got. Jake, as much as you don't like it, as much as I don't like it, you got to recruit eighth graders. They had a kid named Brady Quinn there from Naples, Florida, another 2028 quarterback. You can't scoff too much because everybody's recruiting them. These kids got offers from a lot of people going into ninth grade. And if you see them, you understand. You're like, how can that kid possibly be a junior high kid? He throws the ball like a junior in college. And I've said this was probably the third time, going back to Danny Langsdorf. Danny Langsdorf one Friday I said, well, hey, what are you doing this weekend? It's great. I'm going out to California to work out an eighth grader. So that was what year? That would have been
2017?
Yeah, it's probably 2015.
Sorry, 15.
It was 2015, 15, around that. Yes, it was around that area.
Yep.
So that, Jake, it's 10 years that we've been having these discussions. 10 years, okay?
You didn't sound thrilled with it the way you said that.
No, Danny was not thrilled.
I could tell the tone in his voice.
Would you be thrilled?
No, I would not.
No, well, you think all those guys are thrilled? No, they're not. But you got to do it because it's your job. And you got to keep your job. And as you know,
stay employed.
In college football, not easy. Not easy.
No, it's not. So there's a little update on Husker recruiting from the weekend. There you
Isn't
go.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we talked recruiting. We did it with a positive note.
Yeah.
I wasn't condescending. I didn't roll my eyes the whole time. No eye rolls. When we come back, you did have a conversation with Carell Buckhalter on Friday.
It was interesting. I'll tell you about it.
That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.